The Pick a Sunflower initiative in Freeling that we've spoken about has been a huge success. Owners of the barns of Freeling have raised $12,644 for Heart Kids SA in just a week. Thousands of people headed to the small northern town near the Barossa to pick sunflowers in exchange for a gold coin donation in the lead up to Valentine's Day. So where will the money go? Well, Heart Kids SA State Manager Tanya Potts joins me now. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. And that's no small feat, is it? $12,600.
Absolutely not. I think, you know, huge congratulations and thank you to Barns of Freeling. They sort of, it grew stage by stage. Don't think they originally thought it would become the amazing event that it did. And that I believe their target was initially just a few hundred dollars, $300. And clearly, South Australians absolutely adore sunflowers because the response was overwhelming and media picked it up. People visited, you know, non-stop over the last week and a bit. And we are so grateful for everybody's response, but particularly for Barns of Freeling, for thinking of supporting Heart Kids in the first place and planting, I think it was 30,000 sunflowers, which is just amazing.
Yeah, such a great initiative, and the owners say that they'd love to do it again. So that's sounds like a great one because it's something that everyone gets something out of it, right?
Absolutely. Mm. And I believe that, well, I know after chatting with them that they had personal connections with families that had been affected by congenital heart disease. That was the reason behind them choosing Heart Kids to benefit from all the gorgeous sunflowers that they planted. And them having that understanding of the journey that families go through when they find out that their newborn has a heart condition that might require surgery, that they have to travel to Melbourne for surgery because we don't have paediatric cardiac surgery in South Australia, and the challenges that they're going to face along the way. And one of their relatives lost their child to congenital heart disease, so they know firsthand what it's like to be supporting people going through that, and this was just the most amazing expression of that in such a positive and delightful way.
Absolutely. Yeah, so tell us more about the services that you provide families at Heart Kids SA.
So there are 8 babies born every day, that's 1 every 3 hours, with a congenital heart condition, and I must confess, before I joined Heart Kids, I didn't know that. That it was such a prevalent thing. And I also have to admit that I didn't realise there were people within my own family that had gone through a heart journey. They were my aunts, so they were, you know, considerably older than me. But once I started to learn about congenital heart disease, I realised, you know, a lot like Barns of Freeling, you know, that I have family and friends or colleagues that have a child with a congenital heart condition. So Heart Kids is here to support those families through their journey. We support them when they go from Adelaide with the amazing team here at the Women's and Children's Hospital across to Melbourne to the Royal Children's Hospital for surgery. And then, of course, particularly when they come home because at that point there's a lot of support from the medical side, the hospital here and the hospital in Melbourne. But when they come home with their child that's just had surgery, connecting up with other families that have gone through that journey and that are going through that journey can make all the difference between feeling very adrift and not knowing how to handle it versus feeling that there's support, there are connections and people that understand your anxieties, your fears, but also that will celebrate the milestones with you. So that's why we're there, to support those families. It's a lifelong condition and we're here to support them throughout their life journey.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm sure that $12,600 goes quite a long way to helping quite a few families out.
Absolutely. Well, we've got families, just over 100 families that go to Melbourne each year for surgery from the Women's and Children's Hospital here. And when they're there, we provide them with care bags, which, you know, just have some basic things in it to get them through the first night or two, because sometimes it's a really quick turnaround that they have to go. And also some financial support while they're there. So this will go such a long way to supporting those families as they go through that journey and providing both that practical support and financial support and, of course, when they return home, peer support and many other support programs. So, again, it's a huge amount of money and it will have a huge impact on so many families over the next couple of years.
If anyone's listening who would like to reach out to Heart Kids SA to either donate or to get some help, how can they get in touch?
Well, we've just had Sweetheart Day, which was on the 14th. Valentine's Day is also Heart Kids Sweetheart Day. And so we're, for the entire month of February, we run our Sweetheart Day campaign. So they can either contact our office directly, and our number there is 8269-3122, or they can visit our website, which is probably easier to remember, heartkids.org.au, and follow the prompts and call our 1-800 number, which is also on the website. And look, people come up with the most creative ideas, and we're happy to help facilitate those if they would like. But, yeah, we're so grateful for the amazing support we get from South Australia.
Great. Thanks so much for your time today, Tanya.
Thank you very much.